One of the major mantras of green building is that materials used on a building should be manufactured within 500 miles of the building site. And there are tons of green building materials in other parts of the country. California obviously has been doing it for a long time, and there are tons of companies out there that manufacture recycled or alternative materials. Same thing up in, you know, the Boston, New England area, Midwest. But in the Southeast, there is a shortage of materials just because it's a fairly new initiative or a fairly new trend here in the Southeast.
So is the thought that if you promote green building in the South, you'll have these other businesses sprout up around it to produce the products?
That's exactly right. There are many companies out there in other parts of the country who want to have access to the Southeastern market. They realize it's one of the fastest growing markets in the country. But really, in order for them to supply this region, they need to be here. They need to relocate to this region. And if you draw a 500-mile radius around Birmingham, you hit every major developing area in the Southeast. It's really the ideal location geographically to become a regional manufacturing hub for sustainable products.
So geographically, it makes sense. Let's talk about practicality, though. Forbes magazine ranked Alabama 48th in the country for being the greenest or not greenest state on that ranking.
Exactly.
The U.S. Green Building Council says Alabama's 43rd in the country per capita for the number of LEED certified
buildings.
The only southern states with fewer green buildings are Mississippi and Louisiana. So what is it about Birmingham that says, hey, we can make this the model sustainable city?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think all the ingredients are here. Geographically, Birmingham is perfectly located. Birmingham also has amazing infrastructure from a manufacturing standpoint. Obviously, it originally exists because it was at the junction of the railroad. So you have the best rail infrastructure. You have interstate going northeast, southwest, which is one of the few cities in the Southeast that can claim that. More importantly, there's urban land that's available for development. You know, if you go to some of the other large cities in the Southeast, if you want to build a manufacturing facility, you're going to have to contribute to urban sprawl and be, you know, half an hour outside of town. But in Birmingham, there's land available downtown or within a mile of downtown that's available for development. So if you're going to build an eco-industrial park, you have urban land available.
Is that a hard sell if you're looking at trying to bring in companies, you know, to set up green building here, but you have to say, well, yeah, we're probably more dependent on coal for energy than we are on wind, solar, and other sustainable sources of energy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a challenge. There is a lot that we need to do, obviously, to clean up air quality, to improve on things like recycling. And that's really why we exist. You know, we're hoping that a lot of community leaders will be at the conference. We can use this movement to clean up Birmingham from a sustainability standpoint to really help improve people's lives. We have the opportunity to attract green manufacturing here, to create green collar jobs. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, really. Once we start to educate people on how to live cleaner, greener, healthier lives, and educate people on the need to recycle, and start to see communities redeveloping from a sustainability standpoint, we have the opportunity then to get them to start doing more recycling and putting pressure on their city leaders to say, we do need curbside recycling. Obviously, the more of that we do, the more entities we can start to attract here. You know, all of the ingredients are here. It's really just a question of us getting behind them and making it happen. We have, I think, the ability to use Birmingham as the model, the prototype city for the world. I mean, if we can do it in Birmingham, we can do it anywhere.